In Russia yesterday, protesters took to the streets of several cities to demand the restoration of some Soviet-era social benefits for senior citizens, such as free public transportation. Many of the benefits were scrapped at the start of this year and replaced with partial cash compensation, but the changes have caused widespread confusion and anger. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Lawrence, how many people are we talking about? How large were these protests?
Leanne, the biggest demonstration was yesterday in St. Petersburg, where between 5,000 and 10,000 people took over the main street, Nevsky Prospect, in the middle of St. Petersburg, blocking traffic for several hours. There have been smaller demonstrations by a few hundred or so people in a town outside Moscow yesterday as well. Also reports that several thousand people are rallying right now in Stavropol. That's about 1,500 miles south of Moscow in southern Russia.
And elaborate on their demands. I mean, what exactly do they want?
Well, as you said, these people want the restoration of at least some of these free social benefits that Russian senior citizens used to receive until January 1st. Free public transport seems to be a major demand. Cut-rate telephone service has also been mentioned by some of the demonstrators. Now, these benefits were replaced as of the first of the year with cash payments for senior citizens to buy those transport tickets themselves at reduced rates, but there's been a lot of confusion about what they're entitled to, and many of the senior citizens say the cash compensation just isn't enough.
So how are the authorities reacting to all of this?
Well, the reaction partially has just been to give in. Already in St. Petersburg yesterday, we saw the authorities come on television, the governor of St. Petersburg come on television and say that they were ready to restore free or nearly free public transport for senior citizens as a result of those demonstrations yesterday. Also in the suburbs of Moscow, the governor of the Moscow region, now that's the region which surrounds Moscow City itself, said that senior citizens would get back their free public transport, that negotiations were underway with the city authorities in Moscow. Senior citizens in Moscow itself did not lose their free public transportation. That continues to be subsidized by the Moscow city authorities, but the people who live in that surrounding area, the suburbs of Moscow, did. And so they've basically acceded to the demands of these demonstrators.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but these kinds of anti-government protests seem to have been relatively rare since President Vladimir Putin came into office 5 years ago. Are they a threat to his presidency?
Well, what we have seen, of course, from time to time over the years in which Putin has been in power are opposition rallies, but mostly these were timed to specific dates. For instance, on old communist holidays, you get tens of thousands of anti-government communists rallying every year. But what we haven't seen is something of a more spontaneous nature like this, a more targeted nature aimed at a specific social issue or grievance. Perhaps that explains the speed with which the local authorities reacted in vowing to restore some of the benefits. Perhaps they're also looking at events in neighboring Ukraine, where we of course had that so-called Orange Revolution. The authorities here are just obviously very cognizant and very worried about any spontaneous outpourings of grievances. I think a lot is going to depend on how the government corrects what's really been a poorly executed set of reforms. Certainly the government has the money to fund these programs if it wants to. Russia is not a country which is short on cash right now. The government is running a budget surplus of $25 billion this year. So if the local authorities continue to make these compromises, I think the protest will probably be diffused. It wouldn't seem to pose a threat to Putin yet, though there's been speculation he might fire some of his cabinet members because of this. It has to be said, though, that his own popularity has taken something of a hit because of this botched reform program.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Lawrence, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Leanne.